Rocker, we're going to talk about some coffee, and I'm stoked. I'm going to start talking really fast,
Jimmy,
here, man.
Hey, Chad Walhood, he's one of the founders of Forward Crafting Coffee on Atwood Avenue on Madison's East Side, and it's a one-stop shop, Jimmy. They serve coffee, tea, cold brews, and plenty of local and regional beers on tap. Forward Crafting Coffee treats every customer with respect, and each employee has a voice. And it's truly forward, Jimmy. And right now with us in the studio is Chad Walhood. Chad, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, it's nice to be with you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming in, Chad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's great to be here. This is an amazing studio. So it's great to be on the west side of Madison.
You're in the devil's.
I'm in the devil's lair.
Chad, Forward Craft and Coffee is a relatively new cafe in town. And for our listeners who may not be familiar, tell us a little about yourself and your journey from working in radio to becoming a partner in Forward Craft and Coffee.
Yeah, so like most people who've had a radio career, it's been a long and storied ride. But I was in radio in central Wisconsin for a long time. I met my business partner actually, Dan, in college radio. So we had met there. We had met in college radio, and I went off and did some radio in Milwaukee, did some radio here in Madison, and then during COVID, it was right before COVID, he asked me out to lunch, and he sat down, and he's like, "Hey, I'm kicking around this idea for kind of a beer bar that also serves coffee." And he said, "Do you want to be a part of that?" And I said, "I think that's a great idea. Let's do it." COVID happened, which was, you know, a blessing in disguise, because it gave us about a 2 years to plan and get our act together.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, right? And once COVID kind of started to clear away, you know, cross our fingers, we decided to pull the trigger and open Forward Craft and Coffee in the Atwood neighborhood. And we found the perfect location right on Atwood and Dunning. Beautiful building with a big rotunda that looks across the street. It's great. I couldn't find a better location.
I imagine that building even opened up possibly because of some COVID related.
Yeah, I think so. I think so a little bit, but we're glad that we could fill the space and bring and be part of that neighborhood, because it's such a special part of Madison over there.
You can like see Atwood Fest, Jimmy, from the front window of Forward Crafting Coffee.
Can we make it like a green room?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Send the bands over for coffee. tell us about your beer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, you got local, regional, on tap. Is it just any old beer? How do you come up with your beer menus?
Yeah, so that's the brainchild of my business partner, Dan, and he is Mr. Beer. I think Dan went to college and graduated in beer somehow, like a lot of us. No, Dan is a huge craft beer guy, and you know, he really studies, you know, the craft beer market to see what's hot and what's going to be hot. And we have 20 craft beers on tap. They're always rotating. So they're always rotating. So you might come in there today, you're going to see, you know, 20 different beers. Tomorrow you're going to come in and maybe four or five of those are going to be different, right? So those change out constantly. And he's all, you know, we focus on Madison first. So Madison beers first. Then we do Wisconsin beers second. And then we try to do Midwest beers third. And then every once in a while, we get kind of a weirdo brand from somewhere else. I think right now we have one from Costa Rica. So.
Is that like the Wish You Were Here beer?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Costa Rica, Brazil. I we're always trying to find new stuff. So
that's an amazing concept to marry both beer and coffee together. What an amazing concept. And let's talk about coffee now, espresso and nitro cold brew that's served at Forward Craft Coffee. Talk about the coffee selection.
So with our coffee, we partnered with a local roaster out of Spring Green. Once again, local is kind of how we want to go. We've partnered with a local roaster out of Spring Green, Wisconsin, and they're a group of teachers. They're called Brouhaha Coffee. They're just awesome guys, and they've been great to us. And then we try to kind of turn coffee on its head, because we will do coffee takeovers too. So we'll find other roasters and other brands actually in Wisconsin and let them take over our, you know, our dark, light, medium roasts, our drip coffee, they'll take over. And then we'll change our espresso actually to their coffee for the weekends every once in a while. So, you know, you follow us online, follow us on our Twitter and Facebook, our Instagram and Facebook and all the social medias, and you'll see when those things are coming up. But we're always trying to you know, spread the love, if it were. So,
Are there any local like coffee festivals, you know, like a beer? There's a lot of craft beer festivals or anything like that, but like coffee or anybody like doing like a podcast with coffee?
Oh man, we should do a podcast.
I know,
we should do a coffee cast, right? No, not that I know. I don't know if there's a podcast.
There is a coffee festival that happens down in Stoughton, I believe.
Okay.
That's probably Ryan in Stoughton. He actually was our provider for our espresso machine, and he is a coffee guru. But, you know, kind of
a coffee guru in Stoughton.
we really tried to like break down the walls of kind of some of the pretentiousness that comes with coffee and with craft beer, right? So that's kind of our, you know, open door policy where, you know, it's not just for, you know, beer isn't just for bearded guys with flannel on, and, hey, coffee's hey, not. Hey. I know. coffee is not just for, you know, people on MacBooks with glasses, right? Like it's for everybody, and we're trying to really break down those walls and take the pretentiousness out and take kind of the machismo out of craft beer and say like, look, you can try anything, you can be here and you can relax, and even if you don't drink, you can be part of you can hang out in our cafe beer shop. So
that's great. Tell me about the phrase, everyone deserves a drink.
You know, I think it stems from the fact, like I just said, that there are communities that are, you know, not, they're exclusive and not inclusive, right? In both of those worlds. And we want to be inclusive. And so we both, you know, try to facilitate everybody's taste. So we have easy drinking beers. We have, you know, beers that, you know, take a certain palate to enjoy, right? We have coffees that are, you know, very gourmet, but we also have coffees that are super simple, right? So we try to open it up to everybody. And we want our place to be as inclusive as possible and to just be, you know, a part of the community and a part of Madison. And I think, you know, Madison being such a transient area, you know, it's people from all over, right? It's that's what makes Madison so great.
Yeah.
So that's, and that we're just trying to try to welcome everybody, right?
Well, speaking of everybody, now you guys have cribbage leagues.
Oh yeah.
Like I was in there and I'm like, what, cribbage leagues?
Oh, it's a huge thing, right? Like it's great. It's my wife is a total cribbage hustler, and she takes me to task all the time, and I'm new to cribbage, and I am I'm getting put in my place a lot from
So what happens? Like you're like, okay, we're playing, you know, it's like, yeah, I'm new at cribbage and this is my wife. Yeah, she doesn't know cribbage either. And then you're like walking out of there, you're like, man, I lost $200 on cribbage.
Well, it's not it's not for money, but you can win the grand prize is a beautiful cribbage board with our Fox logo inlaid on it, and it even has a secret door in it that you can put your cards in or your cribbage pins.
He did quote cards, Jimmy.
I need to learn how to play cribbage again. 3 for 13 or 2 for 7 or something like that. It's all about the math.
I love the inside joke. Like what part of 15-4, 15-6, 15-10? You don't understand. Yeah. Anyways,
that's amazing.
So when does the tournament start? Do people come and watch it or what?
Yeah. No. It started back on the 18th of January.
Oh, so it's going on. We're in round like two or something.
Oh yeah, we're full into it, but hopefully I believe it's going to end in a couple weeks. There'll be a champion, but then we will do most likely another cribbage tournament. So it might be an ongoing thing.
Nice.
We would do euchre, but it's too complicated. Tony Evers might show up.
You're in Wisconsin, dude. Euchre isn't complicated. Yeah. Although I don't know how to play euchre.
Right.
No chess here. Cribbage and euchre.
Chad, thank you so much for coming in tonight, telling us about Forward Craft and Coffee, 2166 Atwood Avenue. You're right in the middle of Sassy. I love the Atwood Avenue corridor. When it was Maximum Inc's birthday rocker, and one of my jobs was to deliver Maximum Inc's to the Atwood corridor.
Yeah.
Sassy. Yep. I love that route.
Well, so, you know, just as a quick aside note, Chad here comes from up in Stevens Point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he used to get his Maximum Inc's at the Mission.
Mission Coffee House. And I just have to say, like, both my love of local music and, I mean, it was a huge punk rock venue back in the day. And it was so awesome. And just going to shows there, getting coffee or like a phosphate before I drank coffee when I was still in like junior high. I mean, that was a magical place, and you know, I hope Forward can just be even half as magical as that. So,
well, Chad, we appreciate your support. Forward Craft and Coffee, we pour it all. Atwood Avenue, Madison, ForwardCraft.com. You have 20 seconds to tell me about Heavy Looks. This is a request by you. They're friends of yours, right?
These are a bunch of people that I was in college radio with at 90 FM up in Stevens Point, yeah. The college radio station. And that's where me and my business partner met, like I said. And I just absolutely love them. So I can't wait to hear them here on Max Inc. Radio.
I love college radio. I love this band, too. Heavy Looks, Shake Me Up. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.